In 1947, America was entranced by the story of Kris Kringle and the Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. Miracle on 34th Street was a movie and also a small book written by Valentine Davies. That 1947 book is now available in a facsimile edition designed to look as much like the original as possible. Anna Burgard works for Harcourt Publishing. It was her idea to recreate the book.
We had to, in fact, create characters digitally that didn't exist in the typefaces. So we had the typesetter create those and insert those. And I would get pages from her and hold her pages over the original book edition on a light table and see where any of the inconsistencies were. So we were matching spacing, we were matching weight of punctuation, even spacing in between quotation marks and things like that to get as true to the original as possible.
But you don't really get the feeling of the letter.
You get the feeling visually. You're not going to get the feeling of that impression, but actually you don't get much of that feel in the original edition. The paper was quite thin. The visual warmth was the thing we were trying to go for as best we could.
What about the paper stock?
80-pound Synergy smooth ivory text.
80-pound Synergy smooth ivory text. It's paper.
Yes. Okay. That was the jacket, and 55-pound Willamette Clarion book for the text pages. We didn't match the weight of the original paper. We did match the color and the texture.
Were you able to go back to the same printer?
No, that printer is no longer in business, as far as we know. We did a search. Quinn and Bowden in New Jersey was the original printer, and the printer for this edition is R. O'Donnelly.
The cover of Miracle on 34th Street is red, ivory, and green, right? Shows Santa Claus, reindeer, that sort of thing.
And additionally, the brown.
And the brown. How do you get this to work?
We had custom inks made to match these originals. None of the colors on this jacket match any of the ink colors available to us, you know, sort of off the shelf. So we did what's called drawdowns, many rounds of drawdowns to get the exact colors of the red, the green, and the brown.
What do you mean drawdown?
It's the ink mixing, and they put it on the stock of the paper so you can see how it's going to look in print.
If you had a nice copy of the original on the shelf with your brand new copy, how much difference could you notice?
The average consumer, the average buyer, wouldn't notice a difference at all. It has been very faithfully reproduced.
There's that great old book smell, though, that wouldn't be with this one.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have that going into the attic, cracking it open. Wonderful sensation, no. But we joked about having, you know, a little spray made that we could put in the books to give it that.
Ms. Burgard, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Okay.
Anna Burgard is the Director of Product Development for Harcourt Incorporated.